Bishop's Appeal is the aid and development fund for the Church of Ireland. And so over the past few years, more and more applications have come into us for communities living around the world who are becoming more and more affected by climate change. They're already poor communities struggling, and it just breaks down their resilience even more to have increased floods, to have increased drought. It's just really got us thinking as a group about how the effects of our lives can affect other people's lives. And we wanted to raise more awareness about that. But then I saw that the Jesuits had this amazing initiative for their own members called Flights for Forests. And so anytime a member of their community takes a flight, they donate to projects for communities. The project I saw was in the Philippines, and it was for communities to help plant trees for forestry, to help the soil so they could have more crops, to help maintain the rivers because forests attract rain. And it just made sense to me that if you have to have a bigger carbon footprint, that you should offset it and you should be aware that it impacts and that you should try and limit that impact as much as possible. And so we came up with this idea, Jars for Journeys, that people could take a recyclable container, like a jam jar, and over Lent, when they have to use their car or take a bus or a train, and especially if they have to fly somewhere, that they would donate to it. And then we picked three projects from around the world that really look at communities who are affected by climate change and donate to those projects to help those communities build some resilience and be able to cope with the changes that they're seeing.
I mean, I guess it's a twofold strategy, isn't it? Because on the one hand, you're saying, well, you know, maybe you could reduce some of those journeys as well, or question whether they are as necessary as they are. But then if you have to take them, at least offset, you know, because I know some people argue that offset just, it's, you know, it's almost like indulgence. It's just like paying off your guilt. You're not really going to make a difference, but as long as you're giving 50 quid to the forest, you can feel okay about it.
Yeah, so I think, well, if you even look at that from a country-by-country point of view, a lot of richer countries that use up a lot of resources actually buy credit from other countries so that they can use more carbon emissions. So, yeah, we definitely didn't want this just to be a tick-the-box exercise, donate a little bit of money and get rid of your guilt kind of thing. We did want it to be an encouragement for people to stop. You know, Lent is about slowing down and thinking about your life, how you live it, clearing out the clutter. And I think a lot of the time we do things out of convenience because we've gotten used to a lot of our comforts. And this was just a way to kind of think, well, is there a better way to live? Is there a better way to do things? And then the offshoot is then that if you do have to use your car, I mean, a lot of the time it's just not possible to give it up, but that you can then really focus in on three communities. There's self-help groups in Ethiopia, there's an Amazonian community in Bolivia, and it's for solar powered ovens for them, and there is a group in Kenya that was started by the Nobel Peace Prize winner Wangari Maathai. It's called the Green Belt Movement, and that's for tree planting and women's empowerment in Kenya. So it was just to focus people's minds. I mean, obviously there's communities all over the world, but just on these particular three. And what was great as well then was the representative church body of the Church of Ireland, which is the group that do all the property and investments and all that work for the Church of Ireland, have agreed to match fund alongside Bishop's Appeal the first €1,000 raised by different people's donations. And people have really taken a hold of the idea. People are very excited by it. We've had groups getting in touch about maybe their school or their Sunday club getting involved. And because it's also done with Eco Congregation, it's a collaboration with them. We have their congregations kind of eager to be on board as well. So it's great when you collaborate, you raise the awareness threefold instead of just trying to do things on your own as well.
And you yourself, I mean, are going to try to make some differences in your own life. I mean, what's that going to be like?
very scary for me. I have been given the lend of a bike from a girl in work. Thank you, Sarah. And basically she said that I could use it to cycle to and from work. I haven't really used a bike since my teenage years, and I would be a bit wobbly on it. But I want to see what changes I can make. I want to build my confidence so that I can use the car less. Since having a baby, I have to drive more. And I was just thinking maybe there's ways that I can look at changing that. I'll have a jar at my desk in work, and we're going to have a jar at home as well. We'll be doing it as a family. Yeah.
And as you say, in work, so anybody who drives into work, will you be going out and checking them in the car park and saying, well, you know, did you need to drive to work?
Well, I think most people in here do have quite long commutes, but I'd say they'll just be strategically placed jars. There's been plenty of advertisement about it a bit of fun around it. It is important that people feel more empowered than made feel guilty. For their lifestyle choices, I think this should be a positive. This should be seen as a positive initiative. I'm not berating people, just getting people to think. And I think when you do that, I think people are generous and mindful when they're given the space to be. I do think that that's something that I have seen in this job over the last 6 years, again and again and again.
Is there a guideline for how much money you should put in for, you know, if you do a 5 kilometer drive, what, you know, do you need to be putting in €2, or like, will 20 cent do, or really is it left up to yourself?
Yeah, people were talking about having kilometers and all that, but I don't think that takes into consideration how people might be struggling financially themselves, and how so often people give out of their lack, because they understand that maybe people in other parts of the world are struggling more than they are. And I have been part of initiatives in the past, maybe an appeal for an emergency, where an elderly widow has sent in a €10 note apologising that it's all that she can give, whereas maybe an anonymous donation might come in from somebody else for €1,000. And both of them are effective. Both of them bring about change. Both of them make a difference. And so I just don't think that you should be dictating to people, because it's up to them. People give out of what they have, and oftentimes people give out of their lack. We have a small scholarship that we run in partnership with an agency called CMS Ireland, where they might be helping provide education for somebody in the developing world, in the global south, and then they might bring them over here as part of that education for a few months, and it's a learning both ways. It's a partnership both ways. And recently we had Joffrey Banda over, just a couple of weeks ago actually, and he was saying, we were asking him about the difference between the church, the Anglican church here and the Anglican church in Zambia, and he just said that the assumption before was that there's all these wealthy people in Western world, and they were just giving, and it didn't affect them. And when he came and was based in a parish, he realised that a lot of people are struggling. And a lot of the time they're giving out of the little that they have. And he really said he was going home so impacted by this desire to give, to support others, sometimes out of lack. Now, that is not trying to take away from the difference between global poverty and local. But it opened his eyes to the fact that it's a journey that we walk along together, and that's what he took home. So yeah, that was a very long a very long answer to a very simple question. But no, we won't be dictating prices. It will just be left up to people themselves. And you know what, 5 cents every time, it will make a difference.
And if any of our listeners are thinking, this is something I'd like to get involved with, how can they do that?
Just Google Jars for Journeys and you will be directed to the website with all the information on the projects and the information about how to get involved. And yeah, you can just dive right in.